of information.
Now it's time for Society Today. In this edition of the program, we're looking at freedom of information in the age of computers. Here in the studio with me to talk about this is Frank Good. Hello, Frank.
Hi, nice to be here.
No problem. Now, sharing information is something which we have less control over nowadays. Often companies store information about us, and this can be dangerous, can't it?
Yes, that's right. Many companies exploit this information and sell it on to others for their marketing campaigns or use it themselves. In fact, they say that in England, the average supermarket knows more about you than MI5 or the security services.
I see. Do we have a long history of information sharing?
In some senses, yes. But the difference is that now we have less control over this. Before, it was simply a matter of not saying anything to people about your wage or your home life. But these days, we're giving out information left, right and centre, and we simply have to trust other organisations to look after that information in a responsible manner. But it's all stored electronically, so it's easy to pass it on to others.
I've heard all about this website in Sweden that's been causing quite a fuss recently.
Yes, there was a website in Sweden where you could access information about just about anyone. Sweden has a long tradition of openness, but this was taking things too far. Basically, you could log onto this internet site and find out how much someone made in a year, how much they paid in tax, and even where they lived. It's been closed down now, but it just goes to show how far things have really come.
Interesting. So, what are the laws like in the UK for controlling the distribution of information?
Well, the laws are fairly strict with regards to this. A company or organisation must have explicit permission before it can spread or pass any confidential information. And if they do act irresponsibly, they can be sued or face a large fine.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in today.
No problem. See you again soon.